head of public relations of GridCo, Albert Kwenu, has predicted a prosperous future for energy generation in Ghana, despite the current power-sharing mechanism. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Kwenu said there is the need for the nation to have its own gas production plants in addition to solar energy systems in order to be energy sufficient. He enumerated efforts being made to replace worn-out equipment from the sector. He spoke to George Ankra.
This borders on policy issues. Unfortunately for us, the source of gas is from outside. And here in Ghana, there's a definite program by government to deliver gas from our oil fields by the close of the year. This will improve power generation in the long term. Gas is just one of several fuels used for power generation. In the power generation business, it's always very good to have a mix. That's a mix of fuels. We already have hydro. The Takoradi thermal plant was for years running on light crude oil. It started running on natural gas somewhere, I think, in 2010. This is a dual firing plant. So at any time when there's a shortage, we could switch to the LCO. I'm also aware that VRA is planning to introduce solar into the generation mix, and they've already started the process of advertising for bids for the plants to be established somewhere in the northern part of the country.
If all these are done, what do you envisage that our power supply system would be like?
It will definitely improve power generation. But we should also know that there are three players in the power sector. So all the players need to move along equally. GridCo has started the process of renewing the transmission system. Already in Tema, we started changing 48-year-old capacitor banks and all those things. We're equally trying to develop a third bulk supply point in Tema, somewhere in Adjungano. In the other regions, somewhere in December, we commissioned the substation in Bwipi. With the assistance of government, we building a substation in Kintampo. Government also wants to support us, build a substation in Mim. All those things need to be in place. The distribution system, that's the ECG and the Northern Electricity Company, all need to keep speed with us, so that one institution does not lag behind.
What is the situation around Akosumbo? Are the thermal systems renewed, those old ones?
I'm just holding brief for VRA, I will see, because I know some of the things happening. The thermal plant is in Abuazi, the hydro is in Akosumbo. VRA has done some retrofitting on the system over the years. So Akosumbo, all the 6 units in Akosumbo are operational at any particular time.
How is the power distribution going to be like, looking at the state of affairs today?
Today, as we speak?
Yes.
I can speak for last night. I would know what will happen from the GridCo end. We'll know what will happen around 4 p.m. this afternoon.
What is the problem itself?
I'm made to understand that the producers in Nigeria are doing some maintenance works and upgrading the stations from where gas moves into the West African gas pipeline.
So what is the authority doing about what we are supposed to produce ourselves from the oil fine?
Which authority?
I'm talking about government.
Government is definite of getting, that's what we've all read from the media, of getting gas from our own oil fields in onshore for gas, for power production, close to the end of this year.
You had a meeting with the PURC yesterday. What was the outcome of the meeting?
The meeting basically was to find out from the utilities, VRA and GridCo, the cost of the total, the system collapse of Sunday, 21st February. The second issue was the gas issue, which we've just discussed. And the third was communication between the utilities on one hand and between the utilities and the public.
And so, where did you settle? Are you telling us when you are going to do the load shedding and how it's going to affect us?
The load shedding is already going. I think it's been going on for 2 to 3 weeks. And I know VRA is coming out with the areas that will be affected very soon on day-to-day basis.
So what are you telling the public? Power generation, is the future bleak or prosperous?
power generation, I'll repeat, is for VRE, and I see a very good future for power generation in this country.
The head of public relations of GRIDCO, Albert Quinn.